Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I think we've all heard the phrase before, I'm high on life.
Yeah.
Well, now you can get high on music. Seriously.
What?
You ever heard of this thing called soundscaping?
No.
If you had to guess, well, I kind of gave it away, so never mind. What's soundscaping, Stacy, if you had to guess?
I think it's getting high off music, Clayton.
Oh, ding, 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 circle gets the square. No, soundscaping, basically, it's this new type of therapy where therapists and musicians will team together and make this super specific type of beat and music. And basically, it'll give you the same effects. Like, it activates the same parts of the brain as drugs like LSD, MDMA, magic mushrooms.
What?
Apparently, it's great for people with PTSD, anxiety, that kind of thing. Noise therapy that allegedly can provide the effects of psychedelic drugs without ingesting any chemicals.
That's crazy.
See, because that's the thing. Magic mushrooms and LSD, they have some components in there that are really, really good for mental problems, you know?
And psychoactive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you have to take the harmful drug, and that could lead to some not-so-fun stuff.
Well, and a lot of people don't like the idea of taking drugs.
Exactly.
But if they want a natural way to deal with, like you said, PTSD, anxiety, that sort of thing, this sounds pretty cool.
So yeah, there are some songs out there that can trigger the brain and can kind of make you trip a little bit, I guess.
Interesting.
Right? Now, this is a great idea. I don't know how someone comes up with this idea. Like, I'm always baffled at smart people. Smart people that can be like, you know what? I wonder if you can get high on music. And then figure out how to do it. Like, most people have those thoughts where you're like, oh, I wish this could happen. And then that's it. Some people deliver on those random thoughts,
yeah,
right? And someone did. That's so awesome. Did your mom ever sneak through your music collection as a kid, though? Like, did your mom ever go through your records or tapes or CDs?
Nah. Well, she would hear it because I played it,
yeah,
so she would hear the music that way.
See, my mom would. My mom would go through my music because she wanted to be hip and cool and edgy and listen to the songs that the kids are listening to. If I had one of these soundscape CDs or something, and she listens to it, I'm going to walk in. My mom's just tripping balls. Just like, whoa, Clayton has I love this CD.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacy and Clayton.
Oh, quit yawning.
Sorry. Sorry.
Ugh, it's all right.
5 minutes later.
Oh, I.
12 seconds later.
Oh boy, he yawns today.
You know how to fix that? Shut your mouth.
Thank you. You look like such a moron when you try to close your mouth when you yawn.
Fiona does that a lot.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
Over the holidays, did a lot of reading with Fiona. She got a lot of books for Christmas, and she enjoys when we read them to her, which is great because it's expanding her little mind. She's learning to read, that sort of thing. But after a while, when you've read, she has a thing too where she likes one book and she reads or wants that one read to her quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I'm not going to lie, it's just like, really? Seriously, The Hungry Caterpillar again?
Hey, that's a good book.
It's a great book, but
don't knock The Hungry Caterpillar.
When you read it so many times, it all of a sudden loses its spark.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, maybe I can make things a bit more interesting. And I started reading to her in different voices. And she loves it because it's different, right?
Yeah.
It changes things up a little bit. And so I was doing like some kind of weird accents. But then I found one that she really, really enjoyed. It was if I read a book like a Valley Girl.
Like this?
Like super exaggerated and really like vocal fry sort
of thing. That was literally like the hardest thing like literally ever.
Kind of, yeah. Sort of. I thought maybe I would just take an excerpt from one of her current favorite books, The Very Noisy Bear.
Absolutely.
I love this book. I really do. So I haven't gotten sick of it quite yet. But this is basically how I read it to her. In the jingle jangle jungle, there was music in the air, and it landed in the ears of a very sleepy bear. Excuse me, the bear said the bear to the music-making sheep. Your band is very noisy, and it's time for me to sleep. Now that you're awake, said sheep, perhaps you'd like to stay. I suppose if I could play the drums, I'd stay a little while. Lion was on the jungle drums and Bear began to smile. I suppose if I could play the drums, I'd stay a little while. He sat upon the tiny stool, boom, bang, bash. Boom went the noisy bear, boom, bang, crash.
The excuse me was perfect. Excuse me. Like most of you, we are tired and cranky this morning because we stayed up to watch Canada lose.
I didn't, you did. I'm super cheerful and perky this morning.
Sorry, I'm the only patriotic one here, I guess. Stacey hates this country. I guess I'm the only Canada fan here. Canada lost to the United States 2-0. It was a huge bummer getting shut out. Like, this team averaged 6 goals a game in the tournament.
It would have been nice if it was, like, a close one or something. I don't know. Losing sucks regardless, but still.
To be fair, USA's goalie, really good. He was, like, a top 15 pick by the Florida Panthers. He's really, really good player, so we can...
Sure.
It doesn't make it any better. It sucks, especially losing to the States. They have our number at the World Juniors, and a lot of people were upset with how they celebrated yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, during their team photo, because afterwards you get a photo with the trophy, they brought out what looked like a garbage can.
A blue barrel sort of thing.
But it had the Team Canada logo on it. They were like, wait, we can't take the photo yet. We got to get this garbage can in here with the Team Canada logo. Canadians losing their mind on Twitter, calling them classless losers, all that stuff. It wasn't a garbage can, okay? They interviewed one of the USA players afterwards.
So we pretty much had a barrel for each team we were playing. And each game we just wanted to get to the next barrel. And then today was our last barrel. And we threw the Canada sign up there, brought it on the ice, and took our picture. So that was kind of our thing this tournament.
And why? What's the meaning of a barrel?
Just getting to the next barrel, not looking too far ahead. Only looking to that next game, that next opponent. And don't overlook that team.
So it wasn't like they were like, oh, Team Canada is trash. Let's get them in the photo. Kind of rub some salt in the wound. No, it's something they had been doing the entire tournament. It just looked bad.
Can I just say that's a dumb analogy?
Oh, it's the worst.
Like, yeah, so we needed to like work ahead and, you know, get over the next obstacle. Mm-hmm. So we need to get over a barrel.
I'm not mad about the barrel. I'm mad that Canada lost to a team with this awful metaphor. Like,
yeah,
that's the inspirational tactic you're going to use. One barrel at a time. Oh, cool. Like, if I was a hockey player and my coach was doing that, one barrel at a time, guys, I'd be like...
And it's also bad taste that they brought it out onto the ice with them.
Yeah, it's USA versus Canada.
Save it for the locker room.
At the same time, though, like when the women's team beats the United States at like international play, Canada's on the ice smoking cigars, kind of rubbing it in the wound as well. So
but they're not logo.
I know, but it goes both ways.
It's the worst.
Sometimes Canada's sore losers, sometimes the States are sore losers. You got to remember, too, these are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, so...
I'm sorry, those are men.
When you were 18, 19, 20, you did some stupid things, too, didn't you?
Not on a national stage, okay?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. See, the cameras are on these kids, so everyone roasts them. We all did stupid stuff when we were that young, too, so just cut them a little slack. Except for the one barrel at a time thing. You can chirp that. That's so bad. Safe to say a good chunk of people probably a little bitter this morning, probably a little cranky. Here at the Cruise FM studios, though, it's the opposite. We are very excited. Yes. We are very happy because we get 2 more years of this. There was something in the air tonight. The stars were bright. Fajardo! Oh, Cody Fajardo signs a contract extension that will keep him with the Saskatchewan Roughriders through the 2022. How many 20s did I just say there? Yeah, he's going to be with the Riders for the next 2,000 years, guys. It's going to be awesome. 2022. Was it 2022 that I just said?
Well, because it's a 2021-2022 season. It just sounds like a lot of 20s.
Yeah, you know what?
How about the next few years?
Couple
years?
Let's just pretend that never happened and play the Fajardo theme song again. Take that, Jay and Dan. We thought of it first.
Yeah, they stole it.
Remember when they did that Grey Cup weekend? Hey, we thought of it. Jay and Dan kick rocks. It's been a great offseason for the Riders. Like, the Riders have locked up a lot of their key players for the next couple of years. Not just Cody Fajardo, but it was before Christmas, before the new year, the Riders were locking up everyone. Brendan Labatt, Shaq Evans, Nick Marshall on the defensive side of things. We did lose Dakota Shepley to the NFL, which is a big blow to the offensive line. I know you're a big Dakota Shepley fan.
Love me some Sheps. Shepster. I have no idea who it is.
Shepster.
The Shepmeister.
Shepster. We need to get Dakota Shepley on the show and see if anyone's ever called him Shepster or the Shepmeister.
I doubt it.
Shepmeister.
It's so exciting, though, with Cody Fajardo, because clearly we were struggling in the quarterback department before he showed up.
Yeah.
That's fair to say, right? Mm-hmm. Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's awesome that we have had somebody come in who's able to do a great job at what he does, and he's also a great person.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, like, what is it like to be the hero for a team?
Well, let me tell you, Stacey.
Okay.
Being the hero on a team.
I meant professionally speaking. Not
it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Midget AAA hockey.
Okay, it wasn't midget AAA. It was midget tier 3. Okay, get your facts straight.
Sorry.
It's like 4 steps below midget AAA.
Okay, wow.
I wasn't even the star on that team. I can't relate either. It's probably an awesome feeling, though.
Apparently, the inspiration for baby names this year will come from magic. And a term they use, cottagecore.
Cottagecore?
Which I'm assuming means like you know when you say folklore or something like that? It's like cottagecore? I don't know. Basically inspired by the outdoors.
Woodsy names.
Woodsy names. So you can expect to see more doves and bears being born and Wilder, Rowan, River, Fletcher.
I don't mind that.
I've always loved the name Fletcher. Yeah. I think it's really cute. Other inspired names as well, more specifically birds. Birdie, Lark, Falcon, Peregrine, come on. I feel like that's a stretch.
I stopped listening after Falcon because I am naming my kid Falcon.
Name them Falcon Hawk Croaker.
Falcon Croaker, I said no cookies!
Or what if you're like Magpie Croaker? I don't know. Anyway.
That's not bad.
Magpie.
Magpie?
They're mean.
Megs. I'm thinking of the nickname. Megs. Get over here.
Maggie. If
Megs,
it's a girl.
Maggie.
That's horrible. Other ones, too, they have said that will be kind of popular superhero names like Adonis. Noble. Powerful. I don't know about that. Lucifer. I don't know about that
Lucifer?
One.
Lucifer? That's not actually on there, is it?
It is, yeah.
These baby name lists are always so wild to me.
Like, yeah.
Are people who are expecting a child actually looking at these lists and thinking to themselves, we need one of these trendy names. We need one of these names that's super popular right now. Like,
I know when it came to Fiona, I went to a few websites that were like, you know, just, I like British sort of older names.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a few of those websites. So I was looking at what I already liked. I would never go to like, what's trendy.
I'd rather have an old school name than a new school name. Because that's so cool now, doing the new trendy out there, outside the box kind of baby names. No, I've said it before and I'll say it again. We need more Hanks, okay? We need more Gourds.
What about baby Bart?
We need more, like, Debbies. We need more Samanthas. We need those old school names from the 70s, 80s, and the 90s. They need to make a comeback. I'm sick and tired of these, even though I love the name, but, like, Falcons and Doves and all that stuff, you know? I'm sick of it. We need to bring back the classic names. Clothing's going retro. Everything's going retro except for baby names.
Does your wife feel the same about you with the old names like that?
Absolutely not.
There
which
you
is
go.
Why our kid will be named Applegrass Willow Croaker. So, another trend with baby names, naming them after cities.
Yes, yes.
Some babies are named Paris, Brooklyn, Dallas, that kind of thing. Only some cities, though.
Or where they were conceived.
Something like that,
yeah.
Right? But how come only some cities make that list and not all cities?
Because they sound good.
Right?
Paris is beautiful. Brooklyn, it's a lovely place, I'm sure.
Brooklyn is my niece's name, so thanks a bunch.
No, I'm saying the city.
Oh.
Like, it's not like Brooklyn is necessarily as beautiful. I'm just digging a hole.
Yeah,
here.
I was about to lose my mind on you.
No.
But, like, just once, I want to meet someone named Lethbridge. Why can't you name someone after a random city like that, hey? I am Lethbridge Ferguson, nice to meet you. Or Kelowna. Hi, Kelowna Johnson, MD, nice to meet you. How you doing? Des Moines. Yeah? Des Moines? What about Estevan? I'm going to name my kid Estevan. Estevan Croker.
This is my daughter, Fort McMurray Cooper.
Halifax Jenkins, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
What about Saskatoon?
Yeah, no, too many syllables. Plus, I don't want to be a homer. Don't want to play favorites here. What? Regina works. Regina's an actual name, so.
Regina.
Yeah, sorry. Prince Albert. Well, that doesn't really. Name a kid P.A. My name is P.A. Johnson. How's it going? The good news this morning, after 20 years on the air, the show Caillou has been canceled. Every parent who has had to endure the show Caillou is jumping for joy right now. Caillou was like the worst kids show ever.
I actually did, like, you posted it up on the crew's Facebook page, but I did see the same article, you know, shared by a few of my other friends. All of them were like, goodbye, you whiny-nosed little blah, blah, blah. Like, I've never actually seen an episode, so what's the deal with the show? He just complains all the time and cries?
First of all, language. Blah, blah, blah.
I know.
Family show.
Sorry.
Okay. Second of all, it's like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with this Caillou kid?
I have no context for it.
He's just this whiny, bald kid who's never happy with anything. And his parents just hand him everything.
Oh. Like,
that's the thing. I don't think people are mad at Caillou. I think people are mad at Caillou's parents because they're spineless. Absolutely spineless.
Wow.
Because they just, anytime Caillou is upset or mad or anything, instead of being an actual parent and like talking to them or talking to Caillou and being like, hey, this is why we can't do this. No, they just give in. It's
really?
The worst. Like, again, I was never, well, my sister's not a Caillou person. Like, for my niece and nephew, I think Caillou, that's why it got canceled. There are so many other options now.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Like Netflix, the kids' shows on Netflix right now.
We have started letting Fiona watch a little bit of TV, and there are, like, we have Prime, and you just pick the kids' button. I don't even know how to describe it. And there's endless titles of all these different shows. She's really loving Pete the Cat right now.
He's a
real cool dude. Yeah.
See, that's the thing about these kids shows. Every week, there's a new popular, cool one, right? I can't keep track.
Pete the Cat, his dad, is voiced by Elvis Costello.
What?
I know.
And like, what happened to Peppa Pig? Wasn't Peppa Pig super cool?
She's around still, super cute. I like that one just because of the accent.
Like, what about Dora the Explorer? Is that still a good one?
Sure, I guess. That's retro kids television.
Okay, is that retro?
No, I don't know.
That was like 2 years ago, was it not? Like, that's it. I can't keep up. I buy my nephew Cam some Paw Patrol stuff a few weeks ago, like for Christmas. Hey, Cam, here's some Paw Patrol stuff. Uncle Clayton, Paw Patrol isn't cool anymore.
Oh, no.
It's all about Octonauts.
Okay.
What's an Octonaut?
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.